settled. Stay hungry. Stay foolish. Don't lose faith. I'm convinced that the only thing that kept me going was that I loved what I did. You've got to find what you love. And that is as true for work as it is for your lovers. Your work is going to fill a large part of your life. And the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. And the only way to do great work is to love what you do. Myself, if today were the last day of my life, would I want to do what I am about to do today? And whenever the answer has been no for too many days in a row, I know I need to change something. Remembering that you are going to die is the best way I know to avoid the trap of thinking you have something to lose. You are already naked. There is no reason not to follow your heart. Escaped it. And that is as it should be. Because death is very likely the single best invention of life. It's life's change agent. It clears out the old to make way for the new. But someday, not too long from now, you will gradually become the old and be cleared away. Your time is limited. So don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't lose faith. Don't settle. Stay hungry. Stay foolish. Because death is very likely the single best invention of life.
Hargy, I declare myself pickled pink about...
Yo, Jay, what's my balance? Giggles!
Dave and Giggles, it's not trash.
I think you just became my personal hero.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Ah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bowling.
Oh, you betcha, yeah. Yeah.
Shut up!
Well, I'm going to hell.
My hair out. I got my muscles out. Giggles going all out.
Giggles is going all out.
We're back.
All right, turn yourself down a little bit. You're so hot.
So hot.
So hot. All right, let's get into it. I am Dave. Across from me, down the way, all the way down there. I feel like we're in a bowling alley with this table.
You're at least
so
a good 4 feet away from me.
Turn both of us down a little bit.
See, I just
turn us down a little bit. That sounds wonderful.
Right about there?
Yeah, right about there.
Right about there.
I am Dave, all the way down the road. Giggles.
Uh-huh.
And tell us about your special guest today?
We got a special guest. I called him about maybe like 20 minutes before we did the show tonight, and I said, hey, why don't you come on tonight? And he's like, yeah, that'd be great. And then I precursed it, be like, oh, you could talk about your film, you know, because you gotta make people feel like they got something to talk about and something special. But this guy is special. He's got something to talk about. His name is Alan B. Smith. Alan B. Smith, welcome to the Dave and Giggles Show.
Wasn't it the guy who, if you didn't want your name in a film, you would be Alan Smithy?
I don't know.
Yeah, I believe it. Someone looked that up and call me and tell me 646-915-9228. I believe, I remember when Dune came out on television, Lynch did not want his name up. So they were like, don't put my name up. And the go-to name when you don't want your name up with that was Alan Smithy.
Oh, wow. So you're pretty close. I'm covered,
you're,
no matter what I do.
You're covered, no matter what you do. All right. That's pretty awesome.
Now that you guys have finished bonding and getting to know each other, because you don't know this guy from a hole in the
wall. Don't know him. Yeah, this is what I do.
He's got a film that's coming out.
All right.
He's got it into a film festival. I don't know what that means. I don't know if that's a big deal or if it just means that you have a captive audience there for the 10 or 30 minutes of your film. But he's got this film coming out, which is a hot topic right now. It's a hot topic.
Hot topic.
I just forget. Born Equal. That's the name of the film. Sorry.
I just forgot
why you were here. Can you give us a little elevator pitch on this film and why we should be interested in watching it?
Yeah, an elevator pitch. It's a gay rights documentary.
Turn them up a little bit. Let's hear Alan really get into this.
Okay, good. Because we don't have another gay rights documentary. What's this one about? What sets this one apart from the other ones?
Also, we must say that taking the place of our producer, Christos, as we like to call him, is Alan today. So you're not going to be our producer, but you'll be our guest as our third mic. And we won't get into where Sitos is, but we miss him.
Yeah, we miss him a lot.
All right, well, I'm honored nonetheless. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, honored nonetheless. All right, so go rock it out. Rock it out. I want to hear it.
All right, it's a gay rights documentary, essentially, but it explores religion, mythology, and the stories that explain the human experience through those tales that have been told throughout time.
Uh-huh.
And we juxtapose that with a modern religious family, and we try to see how they deal with it. And all along the way, we're learning about our own sexuality, whether you're you know, heterosexual or homosexual.
Mm-hmm.
And we find it to be really intriguing, really interesting. And actually, yeah, the festival was fantastic.
So you actually premiered at a film festival.
We did, yeah, yeah.
So tell us about this.
It was our first film festival, hands down, altogether.
Wow.
Yeah, we were totally stoked about it. It was an awesome experience to see everything on the big, big screen. Little intimidating. Mm-hmm. It's definitely a little nervous for sure, but... what was really interesting was after the screening, we noticed that a lot of the questions were definitely directed towards our film, and it piqued a lot of interest and got a lot of conversations started, and that's exactly what we were trying to go for.
Gotcha. Now, you are the product of a gay marriage, correct?
The product of a gay marriage?
Your parents are...
What does that mean?
So you come from a mom and a dad, straight parents.
Yes.
So what was your sort of inspiration for coming up with this? You know, why did you feel like it was your torch to bear?
Why was I a torch to bear? It's funny. That's a question.
These are going to be tough questions.
No, we get that question a lot.
He's really getting down to the nitty gritty on this thing.
Yeah, I mean,
he used to be about the funny. Now he's all about the serious.
I suppose if we were gay, then we probably wouldn't get that question. But the fact that we're straight, we get that question a lot.
Yeah.
And it's because people just sort of forget that it's really just a human rights issue. Period.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean to get too heavy on you guys.
No, we can get heavy.
Whatever we want.
Yeah, it's something that really touches us all when we really get into it and really explore it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Nice. So where's the play next?
We don't know. Well, right now we're actually going to do a Kickstarter campaign starting tomorrow night.
Nice.
We've got a great animator. He's coming on board to help us tell all these stories, these mythological stories and religious stories.
Nice.
That's Caleb Wood. You can check him out on Vimeo. He's awesome.
He's your animator?
Animator,
See, these people don't know who these people are. You got to give us a
name
little bit. This is a radio show. We are not looking at visuals right now. You need to paint the picture here, Alan.
Caleb Wood, the animator.
Perfect, perfect.
Thank you.
Very nice.
And who's like the is it you and I know you're married. Your wife helping out.
When I say we. I'm speaking of the love of my life, Tsvete Smith.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
What a beautiful name.
Thank you.
I've yet to meet this mysterious woman of yours. I think you hire from your sort of vagrant friends.
She kind of keeps her sacred in a way that way. No, you will meet her. I promise. My friend.
All right.
Yeah. And she's actually listening right now. I think.
Perfect.
All right.
Do you want to say hi to her?
Sure.
Hey, what's her name?
Tsvete.
Let's see if
Tsvete from
Bulgaria.
Ooh. Bulgaria, huh? Yeah. Interesting. Did you mail order or?
Oh my god!
How did it work out? Where'd you meet Tsvete?
Hey, close your ears, my love. Close your ears.
Close your ears. Now it's cool. You can call us. 646-915-9228.
We met in the fine state of New Jersey.
How'd she get to New Jersey?
We were both just working, you know, tourist gigs, you know, working the restaurant circuit. And that's how we met.
Nice. Yep. Wow. So she comes over here. How long was she here before you met her?
She'd been here for two summers.
Okay.
On the beach.
So she'd come just for the summer or...
She did, yeah. Oh, but now she doesn't just come for the summer.
Now she's here for you.
She's here year round.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Thanks.
Nice. Got yourself a nice Bulgarian girl.
I sure do.
All right, let's get back to the gays. So
always trying to get back to the gays. You're always trying to get back to the gays.
Well, this is we've had a couple gay people on our show. A few of them, actually. And
everyone. Never mind. Go ahead.
We've had this argument.
Speaking of them like it's a leprechaun.
I know. He does. Yeah, every time.
We've had these people come on our show.
These people.
And we asked them the whole nature versus nurture issue. Whether you think it's something genetic, people are trying to target this gay gene. What in your opinion, do you think it's natural, right? People just, maybe not natural, but
that's our opinion. And it's vehemently defended by Dr. Dana Beyer, who's actually a transgender woman. Who made that transition late in her life, but she's a doctor and she offers us firm scientific evidence to prove that it has a lot more to do with the brain sex than it actually does to do with the biological sex. She's quite enlightening.
Gotcha.
In our film, yeah.
This not to get off the film here for a little bit, but I recently had an acquaintance who we're talking about the whole transgender thing.
Getting on your gay thing.
Getting on my gay thing. He recently switched. He's doing the hormones, he's doing the cross-dressing.
Oh, you talked about this the other day.
And it was just kind of like, it just boggled my mind, because he was the last person that I thought would do it. You know, he just sort of came out.
Why?
And,
why would you think he was the last person you thought that would do it?
Who was the first person you thought was going to do it?
That's a good point. And all the rest before you got to the last.
Well, it was such a shock because he threw these pictures up on Facebook, and then I see him, and I'm like, whoa, where did this happen?
But shouldn't he be proud that he
of course.
So what made you think, that's always an interesting point, what made you think he'd be the last person to do it?
You know what I think? Because it's the first time it happened in a
Don't
public...
Don't you think that's like a little
sexist? Let me finish. It was the first time it happened in a public sort of internet domain, and it was the first person that I knew personally that it happened to, and I was like,
"Wow!" Not the first person you knew, but maybe personally.
Yeah, first person I knew like as a man, now he's a woman.
Okay,
and
I can get in other things, but there's other people that you know of.
Yes,
right.
What do you? I mean,
go ahead.
Well, the couple that we actually were lucky enough to film.
Thank
with.
You, Helen.
Yeah, yeah. We're in Rochester, a lesbian couple, Renee Sugar and Kelly Smith, and they had both come from previous marriages to men, and they remarried together and brought both their children into the family.
It's usually a divorce that makes you hate men.
Oh, no.
I understand. We suck, you know?
Why can't you take this seriously?
Oh, God. Why can't we take a comedy show seriously?
We get it. The gays and...
Yeah, I'm sure they're not going to take offense to that.
No.
But they're really beautiful, wonderful, kind people, and they let us into their home, film them for a day, and they just really they offer like American Pie just to women. I mean, it's amazing.
What do you mean,
American Pie? You know the you know they have kids, they go to school, they work, do jobs, they have dogs.
Oh, so like the American
house.
Dream.
They don't murder
the American Dream.
They don't murder people, so they're not like murdering lesbians that like a lot of us think.
No.
You know, lesbians and gays, they just murder people and sin everywhere.
Where have you ever heard that? Let me ask you this.
Yes.
So when you go in there, what preconceived notions did you have, and then what did you come out with differently?
Wow, that's a
deep
damn good question.
That's a radio show question right there.
You are a professional.
Sometimes.
man.
How come everyone has coffee and I don't?
I can tell you my preconceived idea.
All right.
Or more in the sense of just naivete. Like my wife and I just didn't put any thought in the fact that we were straight and that would surprise people in any way, you know, and that people would wonder, why are you doing this?
Mm-hmm.
And then what I didn't expect is that I've learned a lot, especially this weekend at the festival, talking to a lot of people, was that there is a little bit of tension sometimes still between people who are gay and people who are straight and people who are bisexual. And there's a lot of gay people that aren't quite comfortable with the idea of someone who's bisexual, which is funny because what we're exploring is not black and white, but the whole idea of gray and shades in between.
The bisexual
and, yeah, and the fact that there's this awkwardness sometimes between transgender, lesbian, gay, bisexual. There's a little bit of confusion even among that community. I mean, not big.
Yeah, no, totally.
But there's
we had on Holly who made a short film about that specific issue.
Mm.
And it was all about how this guy was gay, came out to her, and then caught him with a woman. Uh-huh. And then, like, all his gay friends were like, "Well, I didn't know you were bisexual." Right. So it kind of has that like weird thing amongst the community where they kind of look at bisexuals as like a weird thing, yeah, where they can't wrap their head around it. But so why is it so that they want everyone to accept them, but they don't accept the whole bisexual thing?
Well, I think that's exactly what we're all exploring is human nature, and that's what we're all trying to do through art, you know, just trying to figure this all out. And you know, our brains are designed in the first place, I think, it's my understanding, to put everything into categories. It's our way of keeping ourselves sane. We have to, you know,
we have to label,
we have to segment. Well, I don't have a label, but yeah, I mean, but yeah, the same idea.
You can disagree with me.
Yeah, no, I
like that.
Right, disagree with them all you want.
But yeah, essentially the same idea is that's how we keep ourselves sane. That's how we organize things in our brain. And I think just a sad side effect of that is that we make assumptions about certain groups of people. We put them in groups, we make an assumption, and we like to move on with our lives without thinking of any of the consequences.
But don't you think there's go ahead. I'll let you go.
No, I just wish, we, because I feel like we're not super educated on this subject. I wish we knew of a sex therapist who was listening to our show who could call in. I'm not calling any names, but I know that she's out there listening, and I know that she's more educated on the subject than we are. But, you know, my point is, I feel like it's odd when we sort of, there's a group of people that are actually surprised. They're like, "Oh, I can't believe they actually, like, have jobs, these gay people, and they go to church."
Who
and
says
they,
these things?
You don't hear these people?
Yeah, they do. We show that very thing in our film.
People are just surprised.
What type of people say these types of things? What type of things? Where? Why do gay people have jobs? Why do gay people have kids? And where do those people come from?
Are you referring to your co-host?
Yes, exactly. Where do these people come from? They come from Florida. Now I get it.
Now the pieces are all.
So that's
coming
a little documentary
together
right there on the state of Florida, maybe.
Yeah, well, I remember my first
fucked up state.
The first gay person I knew in high school, it was freshman year. He was a sophomore, and it was this big thing. It was like, "Oh my gosh, he's gay. Oh, it's gay. He's gay. He's gay." And then now, like, you go to a high school and they're, you know, it's celebrated. You watch Glee on Fox.
It's Glee.
It's Glee, and, you know, and now it's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, I'd hate to be one of those gay dudes that was like, "Damn it, I wish I could be, like, gay in high school now and it'd be okay." And it's like, sort of, you know.
What?
So you can be popular.
Say that again.
Are you popular?
Say that one more time.
Yeah, we'll put that in the sound bite.
I will.
But you know what I'm talking about? Like, now it's, like, acceptable, sort of. You know, I think there's still that sort of hate. There's still,
well,
like...
unfortunately, I just read today, not to bring the show down, guys, but there's just, forgive me, I forget the name, but a Canadian 16-year-old, I think he was 16-year-old, just committed suicide.
Was it like a week ago?
I don't know. There was actually, he followed up another suicide that happened last week. So I don't know if this was in the past couple of days, but he did a blog. And basically, he was really tormented with his own sense of loneliness because he was the only person in high school that was open. And I don't know, you know, what
was it bullying or was it just him, his loneliness?
I think there was a whole combination of different issues. I don't want to speak on the article.
No, yeah, totally. I understand what you're saying. Yeah. One thing that I don't understand is why bullying has been around forever. Yeah, bullying kind of, in a way, makes us the people we are. I don't think you can ever escape bullying. I think bullying is actually probably, to an extent, a good thing to make yourself who you are. We get bullied every day. And it's how we deal with it.
Wait, you're saying...
I mean, like nobody calls you, like, a fag or, you know...
You get bullied at work?
Yeah, but I think it's a front, like a...
It's, yeah, but no, it's not. It's business. It's money. It's bullying.
Yeah.
It's how you deal with it that makes you who you are.
It's true.
And I think, like, we've become this soft society where all we do is run and tell.
Yeah, but then
instead of dealing.
Does that justify the bulliers then?
It does not justify the bully. I'm not saying anything that pro-bully. I'm not... I'm going to sell on record here and say I'm not pro-bully. All right. But it's how we deal with it that makes us who we are. And I think as a society, we've turned to a, like... I don't know exactly how to put it, but we've turned to a society where we've gone, like, soft on it, and we don't really deal with the issue. We just kind of, like, well, we don't want to get sued, so we're just going to suspend these kids who are bullying.
Well, I know in this guy's case, he definitely went to school counselor and talked a lot about it, and apparently, I mean, he outright said it didn't help or didn't do something along those lines. And so you know, even bullying will always continue, I suppose. But
I mean, there's not going to be like a bully meter. Like you could have, I mean, you could have like a group of guys.
What does that mean, a bully meter?
It's not going to be so obvious to people. Like you have a group of, like say you have a gay kid in high school and you have a group of high school kids. Like they don't have to do these outwardly mean things, but it could just be like the way somebody looks at you, the way somebody like, you know, starts rumors, starts like, it doesn't, I mean, we can even get off the gay thing. We could talk about a person that's overweight, person that has acne.
Any kind of bully.
It's like, I think it's that, that sort of, that way. I mean, I'm trying to get the point here, but like, this has been a thing now, is like how you affect things. Like people, what people say to you and what people do to you doesn't have any meaning unless you take offense to it and you take effect to it, I guess.
Yeah, well, I think that there's definitely people who get through high school without being bullied, and they can be successful. They don't need that as a part of their human construct and to survive, you know.
Let me ask you guys this. Did you have a bully when you were in school?
Yes, I did.
What did the bully do to you? And how did you react?
I attacked him.
You attacked him?
But that was, I don't offer that as advice to any young people if they're listening.
Attack! Attack!
Yeah, it was not just me. It was me and a bunch of other people that were bullied by one person, and I took a more violent route in response to that.
You seem just like a calm-mannered, mild man.
Like, Alan. When you say violent route, I feel like you got like a pipe. Or you like stab him? Like I feel like you can't say specifics. Yeah,
I had
a statute of limitations.
No.
We'll get to that in a second.
And it was
caller,
actually, one of the
you're on the air, caller.
Oh. Hey, is this me?
This is you.
What's up, guys? This is Ryan.
What's going on, Ryan? What's going on?
Not much. Are you guys still talking about lesbians?
We're talking about whatever you want to talk about, buddy.
Well, Dave, Giggles told me I was a lesbian. That's why I called in.
Nice.
Not lesbians. I'm backing off right now.
No, we're always talking about lesbians.
Fabulous. See, I dated one in high school.
Oh, really? All right, tell us about it.
Yeah, now this wasn't like a cute little lesbian. This was like a, when you look at her, you thought she was a boy kind of lesbian.
All right.
And, yeah, I dated her because, like, I don't know, I'm in high school. I'm a fucking nerdy kid, and this one was available. And I was like, yeah, sure, I'll kiss this thing. Nice girl. But she went to, like, West Point Military Academy, and our when we were still going out, she went into the National Guard, and she was easily stronger than me because I was skinnier then than I am now.
Wow.
Now, like, I guess she came out of the closet after she graduated from West Point with, like, her PhD, her MD, so she's a medical doctor. And now she's living with a woman in Vermont because that's where they can be married. And I heard one of them was expecting. So there you go.
Yeah, so now they're having a baby. How do you feel about that?
How do you feel that a lesbian can get her pregnant, not you?
So I don't know if like I proved to her that no man can satisfy her or what.
Did you have sex with her?
Oh, God, no.
God, no.
I don't think she was at all into that. No.
Well, I know straight women can fake it, so
like
maybe I'm sure a lesbian
I'm
could.
I'm not like, I guess I was kind of girly in high school, the only thing I can think of. I have a pretty face, nice lips, and a slender build. You must have seen something feminine.
I haven't seen you lately, so I'll go with it.
He does have nice lips.
Ryan, let me ask you this. Were you bullied in high school?
No.
What's that?
No, not a bit, man.
You weren't bullied at all?
Well, he was homeschooled.
Nah. Maybe in junior high a little bit. I don't know how this happened, but like, in our junior high, we went to a really small school, and all the really smart kids were put in one homeroom, so they were all together all the time. Because they were all in marching band, it was just easier to schedule it that way. So then everybody else got put in all these other random ones. There were four homerooms, one with the smart kids, two with the medium kids, and then one with like the fucking savages, and it was like their fourth year in eighth grade. For some reason, I got put in with that group. So it was like all these kids that were way bigger than me. But they liked me because I was funny.
But a couple times,
yeah, I almost got into a fight and talked my way out of it.
Yeah.
Plus, my brother was, like, a big jock, and everybody knew him and loved him, so no one was ever going to lay a hand on me.
So you were lucky. So you weren't bullied in high school, in junior high. So you were lucky. Yeah. Not so many kids are as lucky as you, Ryan.
Say it again, Giggles.
I said not so many kids are as lucky as you are right now.
Were you bullied?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time. I had glasses, acne.
Really?
Yeah, man.
You went to a Christian school. Who was bullying you at a Christian school?
Well, I didn't go to a Christian school when I went home. I had neighborhood kids. I had this fat kid named Steve.
Oh.
Tell us about Steve.
All right. So, Steve.
All right, I'm going to let you go, but good call. All right?
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, later, buddy.
Good. I was hoping you'd cut him off before I could tell my story.
Cut him off.
All right, so this kid, Steve.
All right.
We're like, you know, 10 years old, 11 years old. And I'm riding my bike, and he's on his roller skates. I don't know why he was riding roller skates, but, like, he was really good at roller skating. Like, everybody had rollerblades, but this kid, Fat Steve.
Fat Steve? How is he so good at roller skating?
I don't know. He had these cool, like, speed skates.
How big was he? Like, give me, like, a good visual aid
of
Steve.
Like, a third bigger than I was as a kid.
A third bigger. How old?
10 years old.
10 years
old.
He
might have been, like, 11 or 12.
Bigger than you.
Yeah. So, anyways, he's like, hey, can I hitch on your bike? And I was like, yeah, sure, why not? You know? So I'm riding my bike, and he's holding on to the back seat, you know, and I'm giving him a little hitch down the street, and all of a sudden I get this smack in the back of my head, and he punches me in the back of the head, and I'm like, dude, what was that for? And then he clocks me in the side of the head, knocks my glasses off, and he's like, yeah. I was like, you know, of course I started crying, broke my glasses for like the fourth time. That was my thing. In school, like, my glasses always got broke. Like, so I remember this one kid.
You're constantly on the defense for him.
Constantly on the defense. I thought I could beat up this kid because he was a couple years younger than me.
So you went after him.
So I went after him, and he like knocked my glasses off, and then he went snapped them right in front of me. It's terrible.
What'd you do?
Cried. So listen, I was bullied.
When you bullied though. I remember there was a story you told where you bullied some kid, and like made him like put his hand through some pin.
That was terrible. I'm surprised I'm alive right now. Like, I did some stupid stuff in school. I
believe it.
But, yeah, I was a jerk.
Yeah.
I apologized on air to this kid.
Yeah,
I don't think he was listening.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
That was a couple of years ago.
God. Oh, we should get him to call in. He'd be so pissed.
He'd probably hate you.
Yeah.
Well, I want to get back to Alan's story of when he went crazy.
Yeah.
On a bully.
I've been trying to run away from that one for a long time now.
I'm coming back.
Yeah. No, I do not suggest violent recourse.
No.
No.
But sometimes you plug it in. Why did you unplug the power cord?
I didn't
the
plug
power cord.
What are you talking about? Shh. It was my phone.
Oh, it's your phone.
Don't worry about it.
Sorry.
But I mean, if I think back to that experience,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I was really going through a tough time as a 13 or 14-year-old, whatever, at the time. And I was like...
What was your
I was
thought
really,
pattern?
I was going home at night, like, feeling humiliated, feeling really shitty about myself.
What made you feel, like, so bad about yourself? Do you remember?
The humiliation alone.
Of
just,
what?
Just
though?
By being picked what on this kid by a bully.
Really?
So I can't imagine coupling that with dealing with sexuality.
Sure.
Forget it, man. It's weird enough just going through puberty in
right?
the first place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then somebody calling you names and shit.
And breaking your glasses.
Breaking your glasses.
Yeah. Right.
I mean,
shit. But I think
we had it easy compared to a lot of kids now.
Oh,
do you know? And I think now, too, like, and this is a, with all this social media and cell phones, and like, people are taking videos of everything. Like, you see, I'm a little guilty of it because I watch it on YouTube sometimes, but, like, there's this one that's, like, it's called Band Fail. And basically, it's this middle school band that they're doing Sweet Child of Mine. And it's terrible. But some kid has a camera phone in the back of the auditorium and tapes these kids. But it's got, like, 100,000 hits right now.
What's so great about this video?
These kids are terrible. You know, like, it's just a terrible band. You can tell it was in, like, you know, high school or middle school assembly or something like that. But now, like, you have all these social media things where everybody knows everybody's business.
Sure.
Back then, it was just the rumor mill. Now you have Facebook and Twitter.
You're part of it. You post every day.
I post every day.
You post your pictures of apple picking, which is why we didn't have a show yesterday.
And it's true. I went apple picking.
You're apple picking. Really? Where?
Yeah, it's the thing that everybody's been apple picking.
Ugh.
It's like posting pictures on Facebook, but...
Ugh. I haven't seen anybody but yours.
Yeah? Well, a lot of people are apple picking.
I bet.
Yeah.
Speaking of apple picking and going through stuff, I got this audio here that's pretty great. So let's see if I can get it playing here. So this woman...
Good segue.
Yeah. I'll just play it and then we'll talk about it.
Alan, we have a few more cinnamon toothpicks if you'd like. They're great.
And they needed help getting out.
You guys look like you're really enjoying them, though.
They're great.
Hi, I just called. I'm still stuck at Corners Farms. Okay. I don't see anybody. I'm really scared. It's really dark. And we got a three-week-old baby with us.
Relax. Calm down. Your husband's with you, right?
Yes, for my baby.
I understand, and the police officer is on the way.
We thought this would be fun. Instead, it's a nightmare. I don't know what made us do this. It was daytime when we came in, and I never take my daughter up. This is the first time. Never again. Thank you guys so much.
And it certainly was. Took police and the maze operators just
so this couple with their baby go into a corn maze and get lost. My favorite thing is she's like, I just took my baby the first time ever. Never again. Never again. That's going to be an overprotective mother.
Oh, my God.
Ugh, terrible.
Gay parents would never take their kids into a corn maze and get lost.
Never. I just don't understand. What point do you get where you're walking around a maze and you're like, we can't find our way out. Let's call the cops.
Yeah, what are they going to do? Fly a helicopter over? There's got to – I mean, it can't be – you just barrel through. A corn maze is never larger than like an acre.
You can walk through a corn maze. Like, just keep walking through. Just push corn aside.
And sometimes people panic, though. You know me. I panic.
When's the last time you panicked? I came over here today and you were a little panicked.
Well, I had a little shit in my pants today and I panicked right before working out.
How's it working out going?
Working out, it's good.
Tell me about it.
It's 3 days a week. Mark Fisher snatched. And actually, Alan knows Mark Fisher from high school. Mm-hmm. And I won't quote exactly what he said, but he said that Mark Fisher was really, really scrawny when he was in high school. Now the dude is jacked.
Ooh. Oh, man. Mark, sorry, buddy.
He's not going to beat you up. It's fine.
It's cool.
We had Mark Fisher on the show talking about fitness, so
yes,
it's okay.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Okay. All right. But, yeah, I'm working out, and it's like going from zero to – something, I think, is better than anything.
So is that why you have the weight gain stuff in there?
Yeah, I got this, like, super fudge brownie creatine powder or something.
Have you guys already talked about Mark and his routine and what he does now and all that, personally? Or?
And we had him on.
We had him on, I think, but we didn't have him on before this whole snatched phenomenon. Like, there's so many people in this Mark Fisher madness right now. Like, he's making it happen. I don't know anything else to
say. As well as he deserves.
As well, I'm glad we just got off of me pooping my pants a little bit today.
Why did you poop your pants?
It was just a little bit.
Tell us about it.
It was like nothing solid, but just like a little, you know, just a little.
It was like, I'm just going to get this out, a little air, and then no.
What?
You just thought it would be like a little air.
Well,
no?
I didn't know until I went to the bathroom, and I was like, really? Really, Mike? You're 30 and you're still shitting yourself? Like, come on. Come on. Really? But it wasn't.
You're talking out loud. I could totally sit there. Mike, this is terrible.
Why? It's like that time you like wet the bed when you were like 16 and you're like, really? I'm still doing this? Like that once in a blue moon.
I never wet the bed when I was 16.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I might have been like 14. 14, like I had like a freak accident where I just like pissed myself. I was like, really? This is still happening? Like, ah, why? Why? Ah, I thought I was over this.
You weren't drunk.
No.
You were just like, I just woke up and there's piss in my bed.
Woke up and there was...
What'd you do? Just bring your clothes down to, or the sheets down to the washer?
Yeah, I knew how to wash my clothes when I was young.
Did you tell anybody?
No.
Super embarrassed.
Well, I had that dream. You know, the dream that you have when you think that you're going to the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
And like it's too late, you're standing at the toilet. You guys, right? You guys have had this dream before? No, you have the dream that you're going to the bathroom and you stand in front of the toilet and you're like, this feels weird. This looks like something should be happening, but then you're all warm. You, guys, never?
Just let him go.
Sons of bitches. You know what? Listen, I'm sharing, all right? It's all about sharing. I'm just trying to connect with you guys. No more toothpicks for you. No more cinnamon-flavored toothpicks for you.
That is hilarious. Oh, look at this.
What's
this
up?
This is fantastic. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. We can hear you.
She sounds so hot.
She does.
That's awesome. Is this Dave and Mike?
This is Dave and Giggles. What's going on? Who's this?
Oh, awesome. This is mysterious Bulgarian woman.
Ah, ooh. Sveta.
Sveta. Catalog is for Bulgarian Brian.
She's pissed.
She is. She's pissed. I don't blame you for being pissed. So what's going on out there? What's happening? Beautiful.
Oh, I'm not pissed, you guys. I just thought I'd end the talk about poop.
Oh, I love it when she says that.
Yeah, it is kind of sweet. All right. Talk about poop.
Who's this?
How are you guys doing tonight?
We're doing good. What is it that you want to talk about poop? First off, I want to say Alan here was talking nothing but fantastic about you. So you got a great guy here, and we're all proud of him, and we're proud of you for having him. And so tell us, what's going on? Tell us about poop, and tell us about Alan.
Alan is fantastic, and
one of the last times we were in New Jersey, we met a guy that he knew from high school that he bullied. And
same guy?
He apologized. And the guy was
Yeah, this is a guy that I bullied myself.
We're going to talk about that.
Yep, I did something he didn't know about.
So what did he do? How did he approach the situation?
I'm sorry, say that again?
How did he approach the guy? What did he say to him?
Oh, I didn't even know that he's going to go and apologize to him, and he just said, "Hi, I remembered you from high school," and I give him a lot of credit for that. I wasn't even sure if the guy recognized him at first, and when he did, he was just so moved. He remembered, and I felt that he felt great, and he told him so. That was a fantastic thing to see.
Were you dating Alan at the time, or was this before you were dating him?
That was just a couple of months ago.
When you looked at him and you were like, so you were a bully when you were younger. How did you feel that, like, he was a bully?
I'd just like to say maybe I had a couple bullying moments, but I wouldn't be all that
bully. Was a bully.
That's fantastic.
This is something I remember a particular act that I did in sixth grade to try to impress some other kids, and I regretted it. And when I saw him randomly, I just told him.
What did you do exactly?
I put a little bit of pudding on the inside of his sleeve during cafeteria. No, pudding.
Pudding.
and then when he put his jacket on, he got pudding on himself. So.
Oh, inside his jacket, inside you put pudding.
Yeah.
This is the big bully?
So that was one of those things I lived with for a long time. I felt guilty about it.
And then when you saw him, you were like, did your heart start to pound?
Yeah. I felt crappy and guilty for what I did still after all those years.
How'd you approach him?
I just straight up told him.
He was just like, listen, dude.
Listen, do you remember when? And yeah, that was it. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
That's heavy. So how are you liking America? Sveta?
Svete.
Svete.
Yes.
Svete. Perfect. How are you enjoying America?
I love everything about it except healthcare and education.
Of course. Nobody likes that stuff. And bullies.
The more I've learned, the more I've traveled, I've seen all the different aspects of America and different people that make the country. And it's a beautiful place. And
we like it. Thanks.
Yeah, I'd just like to say, for the record, that Svete helped with the development of Born Equal all the way.
Nice.
Especially some of the illustrations and designs.
Yeah, Svete, you are a
co-director.
The co-director. Yes. You're also a graphic designer. If some of our listeners out there, we had Two-Thirds Goat on in the studio. You designed their cover, the goat with the psychedelic goat for their album Up the Mountain, did you not?
Up the Mountain.
Yeah, I basically created the logo and then the album cover for the first album, and then the newest album, new album that's coming out soon. I created the artwork that will be inside the CD.
Yeah, and actually.
And also T-shirt design.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a project all of us have worked on. Would anyone else like to talk about that project?
I can barely hear you. I put my phone on. I really turned up the volume on my phone, but I can barely hear you guys.
Figures. We're a bunch of jerks.
Let me turn you up a little bit. I just want to hear her say poop again. It was so hot.
Poop.
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 It was beautiful. Yeah. Well, Svete, we're going to let you go because we have a new studio guest in here.
We did.
Oh
boy!
One more question before we let you.
Have an awesome night, guys.
Yes. Oh, one more. Oh God! No, she's gone.
Wait. One more question. Are you there?
Yeah.
She's there. She's there.
One more question. As an artist, what do you think you could have that would make you do your art so much better that you don't have right this second?
Money.
I'm not asking you. I'm asking her.
What?
Did you get that question, Svete?
No, I couldn't hear it. I just heard the word artist.
it's a really bad question.
It's because Dave was interrupting me. So, Svete, the question is, What don't you have as an artist that you think that if you had it... Oh, this is terrible. Hold on. Let me rephrase this. What are you missing as an artist to help you sort of succeed, like, to take it to the next level? Is there something that you... Like, a wish list. Do you have, like... Is it a drafting board? Is it a new computer? Is there something that sort of... That you're like, man, this would just make it so much easier for me?
You are really dumb.
Oh, that's a very broad question, Tina.
It is a broad question. It doesn't make any sense. Don't answer that because he's an idiot. Svete, thank you for calling. We will talk to you later. Thank you. We'll talk to you later. I don't understand you sometimes.
Sorry, I'm just trying to connect. I'm trying to get heavy.
I know,
heavy
well, that's not heavy. That's just getting kind of... Ah.
You are really dumb.
Yes, you are.
All right, so we've just been joined by...
Oh, man.
I just wanted to get off the heavy gay talk.
I haven't been on the heavy gay talk in a while. I don't know. All right, so joining us in studio is our dear friend, Plan B McGee.
Hey, guys.
Hey, there she is. She brought a tall boy for herself.
I brought more.
Oh, you did you?
I brought two more. I didn't know how many to bring.
Plan B McGee's got a great radio voice. Get up into that mic.
Get up in that mic.
Oh, I'm on the mic.
There you go. All right. So what's new in Plan B McGee's world?
Oh, not much. Just, living the dream here in New York City.
What would you have that would make you a better artist?
You are really dumb.
That's the worst question to ask someone who couldn't really hear very well.
Exactly.
The connection's bad.
It's Bulgarian. She sounds beautiful, though. Anyways, let me get off that topic. So, Emily, Plan B McGee, best poop your pants story.
Oh, jeez.
Because you've done it. We know you have. Everybody's done it. Give us it.
Ugh. He did it the other day.
I did it
3 days ago.
I did it today.
Today. He did it today.
What?
I took a shower, though. It's fine. We're all good.
What?
Don't worry about
it. That's not normal.
You should have been here earlier.
That's
not
normal.
He also peed his bed at 14 years old.
Ooh.
That might have been 15.
15. Maybe even 16.
I don't know. I had a lot of poop problems. When I was a kid, I was afraid of pooping, so I wouldn't poop for like weeks. I went.
Yeah,
like
we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
What were you afraid of?
That it would hurt.
Why did you think it would hurt?
Because it did.
So, like, when guys come over, you're like, no, none of that.
Oh,
none of that.
No.
You can curse all the time you want.
It's fine. It's fine.
No, none of that.
So it would
none
hurt. So you were just like, I'm not gonna poop for 2 weeks. You had to go to the hospital, didn't you?
Yeah.
It was
bad. It was a vicious cycle because the more you hold it, then the more
it hardens.
It hurts, yeah. And then my mom had to give me, like, enemas, and I didn't want to do it in the bathroom, so I would tell her to do it in the living room, which is sort of bizarre because everybody was, like, watching TV.
I probably would have beat the hell out of you. I'd be like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, it's very nice.
You just wanted to come over here, like, come on, David Giggles.
Yeah, come on, David Giggles.
You know what you're expecting.
Getting enemas in the living room. I don't know if I have a pooping in my pants story, really. I mean, I found a cat poop in my trapper keeper in French class once in 8th grade. I opened up the trapper, and there was a cat poop.
That's terrible.
I had some messed
that's
up guests.
Rough.
I had a roach come out of my book bag once.
Oh, God.
Like a roach, like the insect roach, not a...
Not like a joint.
Weed roach, but... Mm. We had roaches in our house growing up, and
like one, the big ones, or
the big ones, and it just like
it's probably from all the peeing in the bed.
Probably yeah.
Was that in Florida?
Florida, the worst state ever.
Roaches and mice. And then one time, because I was big into the woods, when I was a kid, 4th grade. Mrs. Giggles doesn't believe this, but I was an outdoorsman. I've always been an outdoorsman, and I think I had a tick in my hair. So one day during class, I might have been fifth or 6th grade. I was like scratching my head. And I pulled a freaking bug out of my hair, and I looked at it, and its legs were, like, crawling, and I flicked it, and I was like, I hope nobody saw that, because I would have been made fun of so bad.
It was like a daddy long legs?
Or? No, it was like a beetle or a tick that had, like, attached itself to my scalp.
Oh, God.
Crazy. You guys had lice, right?
You were, like, the dirtiest kid ever.
Like, what's it? Pig pen?
Did you
pig
have pen. Lice?
No, once. First grade.
I think I had it, too, actually.
First time I got naked in front of a stranger.
Who did you get naked in front of?
The school nurse.
Guy or girl?
Lady.
Lady?
Why did you have to get naked?
Did you chuckle a little bit?
No. I knew what was going on very soon.
The funny thing is they would not allow that today. They would not allow a kid to get naked in front of a nurse.
No, not at all. But there were so many like weird things back then in Florida.
What other weird thing? Regardless about Florida growing up.
What? So, well, who are you texting? Why are you texting when you have three people you can talk to right now and you're texting on your damn phone? That's what makes me
terrible.
Connect.
I'll show you.
Got a lot of gizmos.
I got a lot of gizmos in front of me. Two phones, a laptop, an iPad.
You are really dumb.
And that button.
And that button. Plan B, tell us what's been going on.
Oh, you know, not much.
What's been on your mind lately that's really been either weighing you down or lifting you up?
God. You know, just being an artist, it's getting me down.
You sound like giggles over here.
I need a drafting board and a new computer.
Well, at least you have Facebook for people to put inspiring little pictures and quotes on, you know? Everybody's now like a self-help healer on Facebook.
I don't like Facebook anymore.
No. Done with it.
I feel like it's everybody's forum to like say how great they're doing and how much better they're doing than everyone else.
Apples you picked yesterday.
Yes.
Do you see those pictures? They're great, right?
There's something.
Those are good apple picking pictures. So tell us, why is it tough for you to be an artist right now? What's holding you back?
You know, it's just so hard. Everybody's just, you know, being a performing artist especially, it's a very insecure group of people. So everyone's kind of comparing themselves and everyone wants to be the best and, you know, it's hard.
But not to float you up here or prevent you from jumping, but you are the voice of Geoscape Solar.
That's true. I'm in talks to represent them at a trade show in Edison, New Jersey. You did get me a gig.
I've definitely had poured out a few of my friends here. If you call their answer machine, she's the voice.
Hear me.
That was fun.
That was fun.
Yeah, you have a great radio voice.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why we get her on here. She doesn't really have anything to say.
And she laughs at us.
Yes.
Or with us. I can't tell.
Some of both.
And then you just did a showcase for the Williamstown Theater Festival.
Yes, I did.
Which has not really led you to any work, has it?
No. Maybe that's the frustration. You know, a lot of build up to nothing. But it was a great opportunity to perform.
Well, talk about your dreams here. I know you got some dreams out there. That's what we're all talking about. We're fulfilling our dreams.
That's what we're talking about. 646-915-9228. We're fulfilling our dreams.
Fulfilling our dreams.
Dave and Giggles fulfills dreams.
You'd always love to have a cabaret. You want not a cabaret? Yes. That sounds sort of cheesy.
One woman show. Yeah, I'm working on.
You
something
had stipulations
right now
about this though. You were going to have your parents fund it.
Oh yeah.
And in turn, you were going to.
I was going to quit smoking pot.
What happened?
My parents ended up reneging the offer.
So you're back on the lead.
And I ended up not being able to fulfill the terms of the agreement. Right. Anyway, no, they are not in a position to donate $2,000 to me.
Nobody's got money right
it's
now.
It's really
man,
bad.
Tough times. What are you going to do? Not the lead, that's for sure.
Plan B had her cable turned off the other day.
Yeah. RCN apparently wanted a little bit of money for the services they were giving us. I'm going to do it without my parents' money. I'm gonna do it.
That would be the adult thing to do.
Well, sure. Yeah.
We're not adults.
I have a composer I work with, and she might be, you know, be able to back it. So.
Nice. I think you should do it.
Yeah, I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
All right.
It will, you know, more to come.
More to come. More to come.
Yeah. Maybe you guys have already talked about this. I just read it today. Did you know the Rapture is this Friday?
No shit.
Not already?
Because apparently the one in May that didn't happen was the beginning of the 5 months of bad stuff. So we still are, you know, but Friday is going to be the end, you know.
Well, that's when he pushed it off. It was the same guy. He pushed it off.
Yeah. He said he was interpreting it too literally, and so he had to.
So when is it?
The lines. It's Friday.
So this is the non-literal.
This is like, yeah, this is, we've actually been in the suffering part for the 5 months, and now it's going to die. So I'm not so worried about my career or money, really. It's just
you
all
can't,
pointless.
You know, it's all going to end anyway.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Well, your bank will still charge you overdraft charges even after the Rapture. Sons of bitches.
Sons of bitches.
I've been in 5 months of suffering financially.
So, and I don't want to get too into this.
All right.
But these whole, right now there's a buzz happening in America. Everybody's angry, everybody's protesting, people are thinking about taking their money out of the banks aren't letting them. Are we on to the revolution than I think we were starting. I was listening, Radio Show 1, remember when I talked about having the revolution? Episode 1, 3 years ago.
You had no foundation. What do you want to do?
And I don't know if it has a foundation right now, but I think we need a leader. They need a leader. I don't know if I'm on this bandwagon yet, but I'm just saying, you know.
I don't know if we do need a leader, though. Things are
just a bunch of people.
Well, my buddy was telling me about this site, Americans Elect. I think it's .org or .com. And what it is basically all, you know, any American can go on there and vote on the issues that really matter. They're like, you know what? We don't really care. Like, we don't think there should be so much time and effort and all this stuff spent on, like, war or gay marriage or why, you know, why the, like, abortion or, like, why they sort of, like, sorry.
Really smash that thing.
They throw these issues at you to kind of, like, you know, put the wool over our eyes in front of, like, the real things.
That's an interesting way to look at it, yeah.
You know? I lost my train of thought there after I
hit the microphone.
I think, honestly, I don't know, man. I think we may be on the verge of a minor revolution.
I think the only thing, the big thing that we have going for us as a society is that you have the occupiers, or occupados, as I like to call them,
mm-hmm.
and then you have the Tea Party, which is on the other side. Both pissed off,
mm-hmm.
both fumed about something, whether it's the same thing or something different. But everyone's pissed.
Yeah.
And they're not taking it anymore.
But I think it's a good thing that now the left, I hate the whole word left and right and middle and moderates and this bullshit like that, but now the people that are kind of like, are a little bit pissed. And they're like, okay, maybe if we don't do anything, because people are getting hosed. People are getting thrown out of their houses. People are, you know, losing their health care. You heard Svete. She's pissed off about the health care.
She is. She hates it. Sounds lovely, though.
She sounds beautiful.
Yeah.
I'd give her some health care.
She
Sorry. You have your own health care.
I got my own health care.
Oh, man.
I'm trying to bring back the funny.
Bring back the funny.
It's a little intense.
It's a little intense. I'll tell you this, though. So my old boss left a week or so ago, and she came down with adult chicken pox.
What?
Yeah, and she has nerve damage in her face because of it. Wow. And she can't smile, so they're giving her steroids and stuff. It's intense. It freaked me out for like a day. I was like, oh my God, I have adult chicken pox. That's it. I'm done. Gosh. It's deadly too.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that freaked me out. That's why when you have kids, like, you're like, oh, you got the chicken pox? I'll be all over.
She had them though.
Really?
Yep.
You can get it a second time?
You can get it. Yeah, it's in remission. It's always in remission. It can always come back. Ooh. It's like mono.
Hmm.
So it's living inside me right now.
It's living inside of you.
Whoa. Great.
Well, I'm not sort of one of those, what do you call them, not the naysayers, conspiracy theorist.
You kind of are.
I am a little bit. But here's something that I want to bring to your attention that I think is happening, and I want to spread it around there and see if I can get some steam on this. But I think the cell phone companies are zapping us, because I'm seeing on Facebook left and right, and I don't know why this is my news source, but people's phones are deleting their contacts like this.
Who else deleted contacts? Because I know yours did.
Mine
deleted
did.
All your contacts.
Ryan from Two Thirds Goat, his phone deleted all of its contacts. Shit. And you see it almost every day. Somebody's like, my phone lost its contacts. Please send me your numbers.
Shit. Did I tell you when I was in Florida, I got a text message? Did I talk about that?
Did I tell you that I sent a text to you that said, you shut your mouth, and Deb got it? And I was like, if I'm sending you stuff, who else is getting these random texts? You know what I'm saying?
That's bad when other people get your texts.
I can't be talking about somebody, Deb, you know, to you, and she gets it.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
I got a text while I was in Florida that said it had no words. It just said, sent December 12th, 1969.
What?
Yeah. It was really bizarre.
It was crazy.
And then, like, within, like, a day, it deleted itself.
I think my phone's tapped.
Could have been, like, a time traveler who went back.
That's what I'm thinking.
1969 and sent
a text.
That's
what I'm thinking.
Wow. All right.
It blew my mind for a day, and then it was gone. I was like, wait, did I imagine that?
And then it disappeared.
And then it disappeared.
God, so awkward in Back to the Future when Michael J. Fox, like, his mom had the crush on him, and you're like, no.
Yeah, that's kind of like the Luke and Leia thing. It's just little...
Yeah, see, I'm not in. Okay,
what?
Comic-Con, like, this guy on the subway had a sword, a ninja sword, and was wearing a vest.
That's
and
adorable.
A shin guard.
Shin guard.
He was all like geeked out, and you know, part of me was a little angry. I was like, oh, why are these people here on this planet? But then the other part of me was like, you know what? Let them eat cake.
Let them for one day out of the year have their cake where they get together and they're like, hey, cool costume. And
we're in a nerd society, though. I had to go to a murder mystery dinner last week.
It was a murder mystery weekend. So I hear.
Well, it was kind of one day and then the rest of it was whatever. But everyone wanted to get dressed up. It's like the nerds are starting to rule the world. It's true. The meek will one day
inherit the world. Steve Jobs, well, he's dead, but you know, he did rule the world for a while.
Wow.
Ugh.
Jesus. Good show.
Good show. We want to thank Alan Smith for coming on.
And his lovely wife,
Svete.
Thank
you. And the film is called Born... No, shit. Yes. Born Equal. Born, yes. Wow. Born Equal. Yes.
And by the way, Two Thirds Goat is featured in that film. Their music.
Really? That's amazing.
Yeah.
They also, shameless plug, are having a music video that is coming out very soon, within the month. It's so a few good. Of us have seen it. I think all of us have seen it. The general public has not seen it. It's gonna be good.
It's gonna wow the world.
It's gonna wow the world.
It's really good.
It's a good music. And they're having an album coming out. It's big things are happening. I want to say, I think everybody at this table except for Dave are following their dreams.
Sure.
I think your only dreams you're following is Sunday night when you do this radio show.
That's it. That's all I got.
And now it's even Monday.
Yeah.
And now it's Monday.
So we're gonna try to do a show this coming Sunday night. We're gonna make it happen. We gotta get those Yes Team bastards in here.
You have to.
They're the no team.
I gotta call them.
You have to actually follow through with your invitation.
Wow.
To have them.
This is not what I heard. I heard he was talking to
them. I had a yes from all of them. They said yes.
The Yes Team.
The Yes Team said yes.
Of course they're gonna say yes to the Yes Team.
Ugh.
Wow.
Bunch of jerks. We'll see if they show up Sunday.
Thank
you. No. They got a new album coming out. All right. Sure. You know what? I'm tired of plugging these people who ain't going to come on the show. Shit.
Screw up.
Hey, you never know, man.
Screw up. Look good.
All right. So the film is called Born Equal. What's the website? Can they go on? You have a website?
It's www.born-equal.net.
Born dash. Like the middle dash.
See? Yes.
Not the underscore and the dash.
Exactly. What
born-equal.net.
I also want to say.
Who is the Jude of the Jack?
Alan, of course. Coming on, hanging out. Doing the good, the dude of the day.
Yeah. Plan B McGee.
Plan B McGee.
Follow your dreams.
Why don't you come on when the show starts next time? And we'll talk more about your not pooping days.
Yes. That's good.
Yes.
90 seconds.
And there's 90 seconds. Turn that down.
I'm turning it off.
All right. So that's the end of the show.
That's the end of the show.
Good show.
Really good show. Do we have anybody else we want to plug?
I got nobody.
Got nothing.
I'm going to try to keep it plugged this week.
What does that mean?
Not poop myself.
Yeah.
You should do that.
There's also visual Annie's. Yeah. Who did the video for 2 days ago.
That's true.
Thank you.
I was amazed. I was really, really blown
away. I
kind of
want to see it.
It's
a great
job.
As soon as this is over, we're going to go.
Yeah, I want to see it again.
Yeah.
It's going to take a little while. All
right.
Good
show.
Good message.
Save the Mountains, one music video at a time.
Oh, Save the Mountains. Seriously.
Right, stop
Let's plug the mountains.
Stop talking.
I hate you so
good
much.
Good show.
Finally, hey. Good luck.